Hey, did you sleep in on
Monday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
G'day, catch-uppers. This is Monday show. You missed it, or you may not have missed it, but here it is.
You may have missed part of it, and you just wanted to get the rest of it.
Yeah.
That's
in which case, fast forward.
Fast forward the bits you missed. Yeah.
Or re-listen to the bits you've missed. You can do that too.
You know what?
There's no rules.
You can do whatever you want. Listen, don't listen. Tell a friend, don't tell a friend.
You could just listen to the start and turn it off.
But what I'd really love you to do is rate the podcast out of 5 stars write a review.
What would you honestly, in all honesty, out of 5, what would you give this podcast?
Can you rate people on the podcast? Can you rate individually?
Nah, can't do it like that. One team, one dream.
I'd say it's a 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
There's a little room for improvement, but I feel like, you know, we're consistent.
I made 6 fake accounts and rated them all 5 out of 5. So our 5 reviews are on there.
All
me.
Yeah, great. Hey, look, huge podcast. Nath, you lie on the mountain.
Yes.
We've discovered you're a mountain lion.
Yeah.
Because you lie on the mountain.
I went to the top of Mount Wellington and told a fib about my job. Didn't correct it either. So.
Also, we get political. We get hard-hitting about Barnaby Joyce.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we did that.
Okay, maybe it's not 4 out of 5 stars. Maybe it's 2 out of 5. Yeah.
And then also, we bring it home strong with awarding Mullet Mondays, awarding the best mullet in Hobart.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you say Hobart, sometimes you say Tasmania. What are we doing? Are we doing Tasmania or Hobart? Pick one.
What do you reckon? I reckon let's do Tasmania because it sounds better.
Yeah, but we don't broadcast all over Tasmania.
Ah, people might be podcasting.
Nath, huge sporting news on Friday. I successfully hit a buzzer beater. I threw a basketball from my desk into a hoop here in the hit offices. 15 metres from my desk to this hoop. It was, Nath, what was it? Huge, magical?
It was incredible.
Use
it probably
your
made my weekend. I didn't even need a Saturday and Sunday after that. It was so good.
Did you think I could get it, mate?
Well, because you'd done it in practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't done a lot. I didn't know when I was. Because I was only getting 1 shot a week.
Mm.
It took me 4 weeks to do it.
Yeah.
I thought it'd take me 4 years.
Well, that's the thing. I thought we were going to get to a point where we were doing a show from the desk with you continuously shooting. But
it
didn't happen.
I ruined it by getting it in.
I'd made t-shirts.
Hey, look, let's relive the moment. This is what happened.
The buzzer beater shot in 3, 2, 1. I mean, you can obviously tell we're a little bit excited.
You were really excited. You were more excited than me.
I loved it.
Hey, well, Nath, word travels fast.
Mm.
Because, you know, I made some jokes saying that I might leave my radio career to go be a professional NBA player. NBA is basketball, for those of you that don't know, over in America. Well, mate, I don't want to say I'm solely responsible for this.
Oh, here we go.
But over the weekend, look who visited Hobart. The Harlem Globetrotters.
The Globetrotters have come down. You reckon they're scouting?
I reckon. Now, they are going to be back on April 18. Mm. They're going to be performing at the Derwent Entertainment Centre. But I think they could have been down here trying to find Jimmy, the Swish Smith.
Well, because the thing is, the Globetrotters, they're known for their basketball tricks and shots, aren't they? Which is exactly what you did.
And that's the thing. They're not the best players because they're not playing, you know, professionally. They're about trick shots.
Very similar to you.
Well, this is what I want to get your thoughts on, mate. Because they were down here on the weekend. They didn't find me, obviously. I was tucked up in bed. I had a quiet weekend.
Well, I mean, you'd had a big Friday.
Yeah.
It's a big shot.
After you sink a buzzer beater shot from your desk into a hoop 15 metres, you've just got to relax.
Yeah, to ice bath, stretch.
Oh, mate. What was I doing when you woke up this morning?
Yeah, stretching.
Still stretching. 3 days of stretching. Nath, should I be focusing on the Harlem Globetrotters, the tricksters of professional basketball, or should I be going to be a professional basketball player? Like, what is my skill set more tailored to?
You should be focusing on radio, mate. It's your bloody job.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Hobart's hit 100.9.
Sam Armitage, she is the co-host of Sunrise.
Mm.
She uploaded a photo to Instagram of herself and some friends on the beach in North Bondi.
Mm.
And it said, lovely, quiet, relaxing Sunday, swimming with friends and 4 paparazzi and a drone, bastards.
Oh, okay.
So she was
implying that they were looking at her.
Yeah, so she's a little upset that the paparazzi and the drones are trying to get a photo of her or she just wants to relax. Well, it turns out the paparazzi weren't there for her. famous movie star Kate Hudson was dining nearby at North Bondi Fish.
Okay.
So even...
But what, was she at the front of Bondi Fish on the...
Well, this is okay. So this is the paparazzi have come out.
Yeah,
and they've gone. We weren't there for Sam Armitage.
Yeah, we didn't know she was there.
And then
who's Sam? Who?
And then the paparazzi came out and said, "The drones They can't get a photo of people's faces because they're so high in the air.
Right.
So this is a quote from one paparazzi. He said, I can't speak for everyone, but it would be very unlikely that a drone would be put up to get pictures of someone on the beach. The images are usually low res. You can't even really tell someone's face, so they're not used for that. Plus, there's plenty of hobby and kids with drones around at the moment, so it was probably them. Plus, we were all there for Kate Hudson.
Has she responded to this?
No, she hasn't.
She hasn't?
She hasn't seen the paparazzi even commenting a photo. But, like, nicely going, oh, hey, mate, hope you had a great swim. Weren't there for you.
They're saying nice things to her, at least. Like, making her feel good.
Yeah, we were there for Kate Hudson. Just go about your day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, oh, you'd feel so bad, wouldn't you? You've gone out. You put a post up going, oh, these paparazzi are after me.
You'd almost pay a paparazzi to come and take photos of you just so you don't feel as bad.
Next Sunday, she invites some friends and goes, oh, look at all these paparazzi. And they go, Sam, that's your mum and dad.
I had a very active weekend. One of the things I did on the weekend was I attempted to climb the mountain again, Mount Wellington.
Yep.
Obviously, the first time I went up there, there wasn't much view.
I was so say, the first time you went up there, you didn't attempt to climb it. The first time you just drove to the top.
Oh, I drove to the top again. Oh. I didn't attempt to climb it again because I know now.
So you just drove again.
I still wore active wear, though, to look like I
in case
up
anyone
there.
Saw you and you went, oh, yeah, no, I've been climbing this for days.
Went up there on Saturday with my girlfriend. Much better views, by the way. It was stunning. And I was more prepared. I had two jumpers on because last time I just wore a singlet and a vest.
Yeah. Silly boy.
But the reason I'm telling you this is because I did something up there that I wasn't proud of. And I want you to help me out with it. So basically, there's like a viewing platform. And this lady was talking to me. She was from the mainland. And she's like, oh, do you live here? I'm like, yeah. And so I started pointing out like places.
Local landmarks.
Like, little local landmarks for her. Just to help her out. Bit of
making
a tour guide.
Up. You had no idea.
And basically, she goes to me, oh, so how long have you been here for? And what do you do for work? And I said, oh, I work in the media.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, my God, are you a TV presenter? And then
you said yes.
I did something I'm not proud of. I said yes.
Yeah, nice.
I didn't correct her.
Is it because you panicked, or is it because when she said TV presenter, you had a thought in your head that went, wow, TV presenter, I'd always like to do that.
Well, yeah, well, that's the thing. I did have a thought in my head, and I was like, she's never going to know.
Yeah, so this was you, like, living out your dream of being a TV presenter.
And this poor lady, I think she's from Bendigo.
Yeah.
She's going to go home and go, oh,
I met a famous
Hobart TV presenter. But is it bad?
Do you do sport on SCA? Southern Cross News? Are you Tom Cooper?
Tom Cooper. God, we kind of look similar. Oh, no. Is that bad, though? Because, no harm, no foul.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's not bad.
I didn't say I was like an ER doctor or something.
No. in case she fell down.
Don't worry, I'm a doctor.
I need mouth to mouth. Go get me that doctor / TV presenter / entrepreneur / millionaire.
So what do you think? Is it bad what I did, okay?
You shouldn't have lied for the fourth time. And I also invented the spaceship.
It is Jimmy Nathan. Thanks so much for joining. Sorry, I was mid-swallow. You know when you mid-swallow?
Swallowing your own time, mate. You're going to do a radio show. I was writing something and then all I just heard this was like...
Speaking of swallowing, one thing I like swallowing is fortune cookies.
Yeah, nice transition.
People have taken to social media to show some of the most unhelpful pieces of advice they've ever received from a fortune cookie. Some of these people have said that the makers of fortune cookies have become lazy and they don't care about their advice anymore. So here's some of the...
I always, as a kid, wanted to be a fortune cookie writer.
Be a good job, wouldn't it?
Well, I just write really specific like
see
advice.
If you're right.
Yeah, like...
You really freak people out.
You know, if you eat a banana on a Wednesday, you'll jump an inch taller. Something like that.
That could be great.
Dude, you don't jump an inch taller, you'd jump an inch higher. But anyway, well, I'm not a professional cookie writer.
You could work on that. Here's some of the ones that people have submitted.
So these are non-good fortunes.
These are ones that people have said, hey, this is
not
crap.
Good. Okay.
You're about to finish reading a fortune cookie? That's what it said on the note.
Oh, you like that one. Sorry, that's good. That's great. It's right, too. It's 100% right.
Yeah, but they're not...
It's 100% right 100% of the time.
But they're not...
There is no better fortune than that fortune.
But they're not supposed to be making jokes. They're supposed to be helping
people.
Who said
that? Are you the fortune cookie police?
It's not the funny cookie. It's the fortune cookie.
Maybe if it was a funny cookie, they'd sell more cookies and they wouldn't be in this predicament.
Here's the second one. It just said, run.
Yeah, no. It's,
yeah, that one's crap. Yeah. Like, what are you running from then?
Yeah. Well, how far do I run?
Yeah.
When do I stop running?
Not specific.
Yeah.
How about this one? I cannot help you. I'm just a cookie.
Yes. Again, that's the funny cookie, though.
That's good, though.
They need to be renamed.
It's true. It's true. I can't help you. I'm a cookie, mate. Go out there and run. Help yourself.
This one's a little bit sad. Don't pursue happiness. You won't get it.
No, yeah.
That's a bit down.
Nah, nix that one. Get out of here.
And then this is the last one. About time I got out of that cookie.
Yes.
You like that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
About time I got out of here.
Do you remember, have you ever got a meaningful fortune cookie note?
I do love a fortune cookie.
Mm.
My girlfriend Courtney and her parents, Craig and Kieran, they love some Chinese, some Chinese food.
What's, oh, Chinese. Yeah. I thought that was a special brand of food.
That's what we call it. We're a bit of
Chinese,
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Simmons household, mate. It's laughs a dozen.
Some Chinese, run.
And yeah, we get fortune cookies. That's part of the reason you get Chinese food.
Mm.
And I couldn't even tell you one of the fortunes I've got because they're never like that good.
No, not like these. They're not fun cookies, mate.
Oh, mate. I know. We've been buying from the wrong shop.
Well, let's do this. 13, 12, 16. What was on your fortune cookie? Did you get a memorable note, possibly? Something that was inspirational, something that was funny, or something, maybe something that was crap?
Were you reading out fortune cookies or like the jokes out of the hats?
You got me. 13, 12, 16. Give us a buzz. What was on your fortune cookie? We're going to do that next. Here's Shawn Mendes on Hobart's Hit 100.9.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Jim, we're just talking about fortune cookies. People have put forward some of the notes they've received in fortune cookies and said that they've kind of... There's that feedback again.
Oh, it's me.
It's you.
Yeah, it's when I put my headphones too close to the mic.
All right, well, stop doing that.
Sorry. I've had a weekend. I've forgotten how to radio.
You need a fortune cookie to say, stop putting headphones next to mine.
Yeah, well done. Because we're talking about fortune cookies.
Yeah, good. There's your link. So here's some of the ones that people have put forward and the ones you liked. You're about to finish reading a fortune cookie.
Yeah.
One of your favourites.
You mean that is a fortune and it's funny.
Yeah.
You can't get better than that because it's 100% right 100% of the time and you get a laugh.
Funny fortune.
Yeah.
I can't help you. I'm just a cookie. Another one you like.
Yeah, good one.
And another one you like. About time I got out of that cookie.
Yeah.
Clever.
That's a good one.
Here's a couple more. This one's a little bit weird, bit obscure. You're a crispy noodle in a vegetarian salad of life.
Yeah, no, that's
that's a cop-out.
It's trying too hard. Yeah,
like, not a fan. Weird. That's weird. This one, I know you're going to like, though. I kid you not. There's a photo of it. So this is what somebody got on their fortune cookie.
Yeah.
This cookie is never going to give you up.
Never going to let you down.
That one's good.
Let you down.
Yeah, that one, if I got that out, I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, you know? That's a bit of fun. What about musical fortune cookies? You crack them open, they play a bit of music.
Oh.
Like, you know, like a musical birthday card.
But aren't the thing, like, fortune cookies are relatively cheap. That's why they give them out.
Yeah.
It can cost a bit more money to... And what if someone eats the battery? That's an issue.
This cookie's really crunchy.
Here's... I wanted to tell you a story about when I got a fortune cookie once. we're at a really nice Chinese restaurant and opened my cookie and it said, your true love is in this room.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's a cool thing to have.
Yeah.
But it was a family dinner.
I don't know what you said. Said Jimmy got headphones on his head, so Nath can tell a story instead. I don't know what you said.
Yeah, I've got a story to tell Jimmy. He's going to be listening to music in his iPod headphones, and he has to use lip reading to try and figure out what the story is I'm telling him. Jim, you got your headphones in today?
Yeah, sorry, I actually didn't.
You can hear me at the moment.
I was paying too much attention to the radio. So, yeah, no, I'll just press play.
Press play.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, good. Yeah. What song you got on?
I got no idea, Sam, mate. I got the headphones in.
Okay, is it a good song?
I'm listening to new Post Malone.
The new Post Malone song.
Yeah,
okay,
it's called Psycho.
All right, I'm going to tell you a story. You've got to use lip reading to get it. Are you good to go?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
Okay, here we go. An Australian couple have gotten married on a roller coaster.
An Austrian
Australian
couple went paling?
No.
Austrian couple.
No. They got married on a roller coaster.
Married.
Mm-hmm. On a roller coaster.
Coachella?
No.
No.
Roller coaster.
Spectacles?
No. All right, move on. The roller coaster is called the Twisted Colossus.
Roller coaster?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have that again?
Is called the Twisted Colossus.
Are you sure you're saying words?
I'm saying a word.
It looks like you're saying roller coaster,
no.
Bippity bappity spaghetti. And I don't think that's what you're saying.
I'm saying the name of the roller coaster. I'll give it to you one more time. The Twisted Colossus.
No idea. I got absolutely no idea.
Okay, all right, here we go. This is the last bit. The roller coaster is in California, and they were married right before the Big Dip.
Roller coaster was 40 metres tall.
No, California is where it was.
40 metres tall.
No, California. Don't say 40 metres tall again. And they got married right before the Big Dip of the roller coaster.
I can't say what I think you're saying.
All right, okay, headphones out.
Headphones out?
Headphones out. That music was very loud, by the way. I could hear it through
the mic.
Oh, you could hear it? Yeah. How are your ears?
What?
All right, Jimmy, your headphones are out now. Put together the story I just told you.
An Austrian couple, they got married on the top of a roller coaster right before the dip. But they had some issues with their spectacles. They couldn't see the roller coaster, which was strange because it was 40 metres tall, which is very tall for a roller coaster. So they got new glasses in order to find the roller coaster that they got married on at the top of it. Yep.
You were going so well. If you just stopped talking, you would have nailed it.
You didn't say that many words?
No, I didn't say that many words. They got married on top of a roller coaster. You were great.
Yep.
From Australia, not Austria. And they got married right before the Big Dip, but it was in California. So I don't know where you got the 40 metres and the spectacles from.
Well, mate, you were the one saying it, not me. Nath, huge news over the weekend. Barnaby Joyce.
The Barn.
Rejoice. Because he's quit as Australia's Deputy Prime Minister and Nationals leader. This is all over the affair he had with former staffer and now partner Vicky Champion. Champion?
Yeah, Champion. She's a champ. Yeah.
Who's now pregnant with his child. He said he would resign on Monday. So today.
Today he's going.
Yeah. Just, I'll resign Monday.
Yeah.
I'm going to have one last weekend as a deputy PM.
A last hurrah, go out and spend everything, and yep, beautiful.
And then I'll resign on Monday. If you did miss it, when he quit, this is what he said.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. See you guys. Bye.
Yeah, very clever.
Yeah,
well done.
Bit of fun for your Monday morning.
Jim, I feel like a lot of people are upset for Barnaby, saying that he's devastated that he's quit and what's he going to do now? On the contrary, I think he's actually pretty happy because I've got a list of a few things that Barnaby, he's been wanting to do for such a long time, and now because he's no longer the VPM, he can now do these things.
Yep.
So I'll just run these through with
what's a VPM?
Vice Prime Minister.
It's Deputy Prime Minister.
Yeah, but VPM sounds better.
Vice President, that's an American thing,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, but DPM
You've
sounds
been watching
weird.
Too much Scandal.
Great. Check it out, by the way. It's really good.
No,
Scandal. Barnaby, he's always wanted to be a professional video game player. So now he can now do that because he's really good with his joystick.
Yep.
Second one, he can now go back to his electorate in New England and start a farm. He's always wanted to do that and build a Barnaby Joyce for his animals.
Could have just said build a Barnaby.
Nah,
Didn't need to put Joyce. Joyce.
What's the Joyce though? Because that's his name.
You don't call a barn Joyce though.
Yes, you give it. Oh, you don't know.
What else is he going to do, mate?
He's lucky. He actually doesn't need the money to be vice deputy.
Where did you get vice from?
It just sounds.
You've written it down and now you're reading it.
Deputy.
That's not a thing.
Deputy Prime Minister.
VPM.
He doesn't need the money because he can now go into the family business. Because you know what his granddad invented?
What?
The Hills Joist.
Yeah, that one's good.
The final one. Yeah. And this is something that Barnaby has been wanting to do for such a long time, and he can now do it. Start a John Farnham cover band.
Yep.
Called Farnaby Joyce.
Yeah, that was good as well.
And you know what the song is?
No.
You're the Joyce. This is the song he's been wanting to sing for such a long time, and he now can.
You know, when people listen to the show go, geez, why don't Jimmy and Nath do more political gear? It's because Nath thinks the Deputy Prime Minister is the VPM.
But he can also sing this. Take it away, Barnaby!
Buy the thing.
Jimmy and Nath on Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Jim, let's talk about pets. There's a new study that's come out and said that giving a child a pet has a high chance of turning them into a vegetarian from a young age. Now, scientists have said that apparently pets influence eating habits and they can encourage kids to steer away from eating animals because it reminds them of their pet.
Yep.
Don't agree. I grew up with a multitude of different pets. Birds, I eat chicken. Fish, I love fish.
Well, you didn't obviously get a fish or a chicken as a pet.
No, I did. I had both those.
You had a chicken as a pet?
No, what? I had a bird, but a chicken is a bird.
Chicken's not a bird.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm not going to eat a parakeet, but I'll eat a chicken.
Oh, you haven't had fried parakeet.
You haven't had fried parakeet.
Nah,
Don't say things, mate.
So apparently they've said, these scientists have said that the more variety of pets that you have, the more likely you won't eat meats.
I can see the, it makes sense because you grow up with an animal, you love it. And then when you realise that, you know, we eat animals, you probably go, oh, hang on a sec. Mm. I don't really want to do that.
But the thing is, if pets influence what you eat, say if you have a dog and you play with your dog all the time, you feed your dog.
Yep.
Dogs eat meat. So you're watching your dog eat meat. Wouldn't you want to be influenced by that? And you're like, oh, the dog's eating meat. Maybe I'll have a bone or two.
I mean, Nath, you know me. I've had dogs for a long time. Family's always had dogs. I've never looked at my dog eating dog food and gone, geez, I want some dog food.
Some of the salami stuff, though, obviously I've never eaten it.
Yeah,
I never will.
Sure.
But that I know of. But some of the salami stuff in the in Woolies, in the like the cold section, kind of looks all right.
Like dog food?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
When you pick it up, you're like, oh.
No, I don't.
You never
it's dog
know.
Food.
Never?
It says on it, it says dog food. I'm not eating dog food.
Yeah.
I've right. never thought I'm going to eat dog food.
What about this? What if you reverse engineer these scientists' comments and say, well, if kids grew up with plants, does that mean that they are just carnivores and they won't eat veggies?
That's actually a really good theory.
Mm.
I'd love to test that. Yeah, so if you had a lot of plants in your
test
house.
That. Let's have a kid together and put him around to make a Panthers.
I'll ask the boss, Sweet Chili Philly, can we have one of your children? We want to do a little test where we're going to have them grow up with plants to see if they love me.
Well, I reckon we test this theory first. 13, 12, 16, we know there are plenty of pets in Hobart. We see dogs and cats all the time. Give us a call. Do you have a pet? And then we'll just chat to you to see if it's influenced your eating. To see if you're a veggie. What do you reckon?
Yeah, yeah. So if you got a pet, we want to see if you're a vegetarian.
So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Are you a pet owner? Do you have a pet? It can be anything. Dog, cat, fish, lion, whatever. Give us a call and then we'll chat to you.
Definitely call if you have a lion.
And then we'll chat to you and see if you're a vegetarian. Because we want to test to see if having a pet influences what you eat and in fact turns you into a vegetarian. Because scientists have said that that's what happens. Apparently, if you give a kid a pet from a young age, they are no longer interested in eating meat.
Yeah, I can see it. You know, you're living with animals and you go, hey, I don't want to eat animals now. Mm.
Didn't happen to us. Oh, you grew up in the country on farms and stuff.
I grew up around cattle and I used to name them because you'd have little calves born and my parents would be like, little Jimmy, stop naming the cattle.
Yeah.
Because we were selling them to eat them.
and you hook into steaks like I've never seen you. So
yeah. I love it.
Disprove the rule there.
Yeah. I'm not part of the rule.
Bianca from New Norfolk. Do you have pets, Bianca?
Yes, I do.
What have you got?
Some chickens, a dog, some sheep, and a cow. Well, we did have cows.
Did have cows.
So what happened to the cow, Bianca?
They were on our dinner plate last
Okay. So and you're an
they
exception.
They were our pet.
They were your pet. So, right. Bianca, now, again, I grew up in a country town, so I had cows. Did you name the cows?
Kind of.
Oh no. What
you was can't it? Name the cow then eat the cow.
What was its
I
name?
I know.
What was its name, Bianca?
Charlie.
Oh, no.
Because he was my favourite. And he,
oh, no.
I felt really bad, but he was... We brought him to eat him.
Did he taste great?
Sorry?
Did he taste great?
Oh, he does. He tastes great.
Thank you, Bianca. Lily from Glenorchy. How are you, Lily?
I'm good.
Now, Lily, do you have pets?
Yeah, I have a dog, a cat, and I've had chickens before.
And you've had chickens. And, Lily, do you eat meat?
No, I don't.
You don't? There you go.
So, Lily, why don't you eat meat?
Because I just don't want to eat animals.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Like, how long have you not wanted to eat animals for?
3 or 4 years.
Is that how old your pets are?
My dog is 10 years.
10 years.
Wow. Yeah. What's your dog's name?
Holly.
Holly.
Nice. Lucky it's not Charlie.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah. You know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop because it's time for...
Jim, you're an expert with the glossies, with the magazines. What you do is you help inform both me and Hobart of some glossy stories. Once I understand them, on behalf of everybody, I... XOXO. Ding them through.
Emily Radzikowski, your girl.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Emily. Very beautiful lady.
She is stunning. She's going to be one of the most beautiful creatures on the planet, I
reckon.
Creatures?
Mm. Oh, that's disgusting, mate.
What?
She's not an object.
Humans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She got married over the weekend. Surprise marriage, by the way. Marrying her actor/producer boyfriend, Sebastian Bear McLeod.
Oh, Sebby.
What's your favourite Sebastian Bear McLeod movie, Nate?
Oh, I loved him in Clyde of the Underworld. Haven't you seen that one?
They got married in a courthouse ceremony in New York City, apparently after dating just a few weeks.
Oh,
she
wow.
put it up on her Instagram story.
Is that her first hubby?
I believe so.
Good on her.
After a few weeks. I'm not going to say it's too soon, but I'm going to say too soon.
I reckon it was him. He was the one who wanted to get married. Yeah. I'm locking this down.
If you date Emily Ratajkowski for a day, you're getting on your knee. Mm. Marry me. I love my girlfriend, Courtney, by the way. Next up, Sam Armitage off Sunrise. She got into a little bit of trouble in Sydney. She thought the paparazzi were after her. Yep. She even posted a photo going, "Hey, paparazzi, you're after me. Get away." But it turns out the paparazzi are after Kate Hudson.
Mm.
Yeah, international actress Kate Hudson.
Where were they? They were at Bondi Beach, were they?
Yeah, Bondi Beach in Sydney.
Bondi Beach.
Yeah.
Sure it wasn't Bondi, the film in Bondi Rescue, like Hoppo or something?
Look at all these cameras trying to get filming. No, Sam, that's Bondi Rescue. XO. And finally, Nath, Kylie Jenner of the Kardashian fame. She recently had a daughter. But she tweeted the other day, so does anyone else not open Snapchat anymore, or is it just me?
Oh, I saw this. This got like a billion retweets or something, didn't it?
No, that's impossible.
No.
It got 77,000 comments and 358,000 likes.
Oh, I was so far off.
Yeah.
No one. Where did I say a billion?
No one can get a billion, mate.
Sorry.
But so she tweeted this. She basically said she's not using Snapchat anymore. And at the end of the day of trading on the stock exchange, Snapchat had an estimated loss of between 1.3 billion. So this is where you got your billions.
That's where I got my billions, yeah.
And $1.6 billion. It dropped 6%, all off the back of her saying, "I'm not using it."
Just because of Kylie.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get her to tweet, "Hey, listen to Jimmy and Nathan." Hey! Saturday, the Australian Mullet Championships, they were held on the mainland, which basically they crown the country's best mullet. Now, that's a cool event, but I'm disgusted.
Yep.
You want to know why I'm disgusted?
Tell me, Nate.
What'd you call me?
Nate.
Did you just forget my name? Literally just forgot my name. Do you want to try that again?
It starts with an N. I said Nate. It's close.
Whatever, Craig.
Isn't it Jimmy and Nate?
No, it's
Nath. What's that short for?
Doesn't matter.
Nathan.
Not Nate. Tell you that much.
Sorry, bud. I was actually going for Nath and mate, and it came out Nate.
Oh, that could work.
Yeah.
Go with Nath or math. No. The reason I'm disgusted is because of the top 10 finalists of the Australian Mullet Championship, Jim, there was not one Tasmanian. Not a single Tasmanian was in the final, which is disgusting.
Yeah, because I've seen some great mullets.
Some fantastic mullets. In fact, I saw one this morning as we were driving to work. There was a guy who was walking around early with an amazing mullet.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
It's upsetting.
The winner, his name was Shane Shag Hanranen. Shag, they call him. I'll show you a picture of him. He's from the mainland somewhere. I don't care where. But he's got a pretty good mullet, you got to admit.
Yeah, I saw him on TV last night.
He was on the project.
Yeah, he was on the project accepting his award. But, yeah, I mean, not the...
It's not that good.
No, it's
his
not that good.
His mullet isn't that good.
And I feel like if you're going to go for Australia's best mullet, you need some people from Tassie. You need to get them involved. You can't claim to be Australia's best mullet. Like, I know you mainlanders think you're better than us, but no, you're not.
Unless maybe they were worried that all the Tassies were just going to take out all the awards, the mullet awards.
They just stop inviting us.
They're the best.
Commonwealth Games coming up. No Tasmanians.
Well, in your opinion, what makes a good mullet? Because length is good.
I think it's more about the front.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not necessarily about the length of the back of your mullet. It's how the front looks by comparison.
Mm.
You need to have real short front, real short sides,
yep.
Bit of length on top, and a huge back.
Yeah, I love that. Well, this guy, the winner, Shag, he reckons he hasn't cut his hair since 1986.
Well, he'd have to cut part of it because he's got the world's smallest fringe.
Yeah, he's lying, so, Shag. Yeah. Sorry.
Shag, you've cut the front of your head.
Here's what I thought we could do. Because obviously there was no Tasmanians in the final, which is disgusting. 13, 12, 16, do you have a mullet or do you know somebody with a mullet? Because I think you and I'm declaring Mondays, mullet Mondays.
Yep.
Let's find someone with an amazing mullet.
Let's 13, do it, Nate.
Don't. 13, 12, 16, do you have a mullet or do you know somebody with a mullet? And we're going to reward people. We're going to give them movie tickets.
Yep.
We're going to send you to the movies if you have a mullet. Give us a call.
Yeah, we'll send you to see the brand new Tomb Raider. I'm excited about this one, Nath. It stars, I'm going to get her name wrong, Alicia Vikander. Actually, I think I got it right.
Yeah, she's got a mullet.
She doesn't have a mullet. It's in cinemas March 15th.
All right. 13, 12, 16. Do you have a mullet or do you know somebody with a mullet? Mullets. It's Mullet Monday. Because over the weekend, the Australian Mullet Championships were held. We're disgusted because of the top 10, not one Tasmanian.
No.
Not one Tasmanian. The winner was Shane Shag Hanrahan. He's got a pretty good mullet. He reckons he hasn't cut his hair since 1986.
Which is a lie, because, I mean, to get the mullet, you've got to cut the front of your hair.
Took that's the words
the
out
whole,
of my mouth.
It's the whole part of having it's a
disgusting.
Mullet. Disgusting. You need to be good. You need to be regular with the haircuts.
So what we thought we could do is award Hobart's best mullet. Yeah. Let's chat to some people who have mullets or know people with mullets, and let's include Tasmania in the Australian mullet competition.
Let's do it.
Caitlin from Claremont, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Now, Caitlin, do you have a mullet or do you know somebody with a mullet?
No, my partner has the most longest, curliest, feral mullet I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. So Caitlin, you're not a fan of your husband's mullet?
He's not my husband yet.
Oh. if he cuts the mullet, he might have a chance.
He might be my husband.
So is that the condition, Caitlin? You're like, I'll marry you if you cut the mullet?
Yeah, that's it.
Caitlin, out of five, what would you rate this mullet?
I literally think it's probably about nearly a 10, to be honest.
Oh, 10. Wow. 10 out of 5.
That's it. That's all a huge mullet.
It's a strong contender for best Hobart's best mullet, I think. Let's go to Hannah. Hannah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, Hannah, do you have a mullet or do you know somebody with a mullet?
My little brother has a mullet.
Oh, a young mullet.
Yullet, they call them.
Baby mullet.
Hannah, how old is your little brother?
He's 6 years old.
6 years old.
It's young to have a mullet. Does that mean he's never cut his hair for 6 years? Well,
he has. He cuts the side of it and his fringe.
So he cuts his own hair?
Oh, well, mum does mum, it. And he mum does likes it. To choose what mum does.
And, and how does it look, Hannah? What do you think about the mullet?
Oh, it's pretty good. I mean, like, he has his mullet go into a rat's tail that's curly and it goes down to his butt.
Wow. There's so much going on
Hannah,
in your brother's
Hannah,
head.
What's your brother's name?
Tasman.
Tasman. Oh,
his name's Tasman as well.
Yeah.
Tasmania's best mullet. I mean,
to Tasman.
It's going to be hard to beat. It's very hard to beat.
Out of five, Hannah, what would you rate Tasman's mullet?
Oh, good solid five.
Yeah. 5 out of 5. Okay. All right. Now, let's go to Darren Dazza from Mount Nelson. Darren, how are you?
Yeah, how you going, buddy?
Mate, we're fantastic. Now, Dazza, do you have a mullet, mate?
Yeah, I got a bit of a mullet cracking.
Describe your mullet for us, Daz.
Well, it's all short at the top and big, long, ruddy-looking thing at the back.
Darren, how do you feel that there was no Tasmanians in the Australian Mullet Championships final?
Oh, not too good. We need to represent this pretty little state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. Darren, do you get compliments on your mullet? Do people look at you and go, well done, Daz?
Yeah, sometimes, but my mate Andrew McGuire at Tatnall Painters, he's got the best mullet in Tasmania, mate.
Oh, you reckon he's is better than yours?
Better.
Out of five, what do you rate Andy's?
Sorry?
What would you rate his out of five?
Oh, he'd have to be a good 20 out of 10.
A 20 out of 10? Wow!
I love that no one went with your rating system either, Nate. You've asked every person out of five. It's like 10, 7, 20. We've got to award it to Tasman, though.
All right.
Surely.
Yeah, Tasman. Well, let's get Hannah back. Hannah, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hannah, we are going to award your little brother Tasman with the Mullet Mondays Award.
Yes!
She's loving it. It's not even hers.
We just invented it.